Oh, hello. You must be the diplomat come to visit me. Well, it is an honor and a pleasure. I am, as you may have guessed, the princess of this kingdom. Regretfully, the king and queen are unable to meet with you today, but they have tasked me with discussing your little fiefdom's proposal. Now, I have of course read in advance the scrolls your messenger sent before your arrival, and I found them delightful. Very interesting ideas and concepts for mutual understanding and agreements between our lands. I can see your scholars and scribes, and of course you, would do great efforts to deliver something that would seem collaborative and useful to us both. Now, we're alone here together, so I can be honest with you. The proposals are fair, equitable, and reasonable. But you know how our kingdom has traditionally been somewhat aggressive in dealings. It surprises me that you'd feel that we might be able to agree to this. But perhaps you feel, as the king is rather elderly and softening just a tad, that it is a good time. Perhaps you've been hearing of us meeting with leaders from other lands, and those leaders leaving here feeling so very satisfied with the deal struck, so very happy to work with us. And they do. Leave satisfied, that is. They leave changed by the experience. Mayhap you'll do the same. You know, diplomat, you are rather cute for a politician, I must admit. Apologies for the interruption to the usual pleasantries. But, well, it's rather an isolated life here for me in the palace, and I'm not used to someone attractive around here. You're something of a breath of fresh air. Now, sorry, down to brass tacks. As I said, your proposals are intriguing, but for the life of me, I can't quite understand just why we, the larger, more powerful kingdom, would agree to some of these terms. Not that they aren't reasonable, and look, I'm a little more willing to negotiate with someone so beguiling. I just want to ensure these terms are completely favourable to our kingdom, with you being totally satisfied in the arrangement too. That's how it worked with the other diplomats and leaders who have passed through our palace. Their lands are thriving, their people happy, even if they ended up ceding a little more power and territory than they expected. These negotiations, they can be tricky like that, and I know you've travelled far, so before I really dig into the grimy details, why don't we try a lovely relaxation technique that I've been working on perfecting? Let me assure you, the other diplomats like you were wary too, but they all loved it. It ended up making everything go so much smoother, and by the time they left the palace, they were so calm and relaxed and happy that they rushed back to their lands without hesitation. And the best part, you don't really have to do anything. You just have to listen to me, to the soothing sound of my regal voice. It has a certain quality, some might say a power, to sink into the mind of the listener. And you've been listening to me for some time already. I do ramble on a bit. And yes, you rather enjoyed that rambling, meandering tone of mine. I can already tell this will be the perfect way to start our complex and lengthy discussions, and mayhap expedite the process. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So just listen to my voice as it lulls you into a nice, relaxing feeling, a warm, wonderful feeling of calm and peace. Listen to my voice as it brings you into a state of rest, where your mind slows and your breathing becomes deeper and longer, where your eyes flutter closed and you only listen to me. That's it. Just listen to me. Tune out anything else. It's just you and I alone in the palace. No one around. Nothing to interrupt us. Nothing to distract us. So, since we're all alone, you don't need to worry. You can let your guard down. Of course you can trust me. I'm the princess. I couldn't do anything untoward because it would tarnish the kingdom and my spotless reputation. You know everyone loves me. You'll understand why soon enough. You see, my voice really does have a special power. It makes whoever hears it very, very relaxed. Listening to my voice, nothing else matters. Only my voice. Only me. In this moment, there is only me. Eyes shut now. Listening carefully to my every word as I bring you down and down into a deeper relaxation. Just listen to me so closely, so carefully. Don't think. Don't do anything but listen to me. That's all you need to do. It's just listen to me. I feel so nice, so good, so very relaxing to listen to my every word. To follow me down deeper and deeper, feeling your head spinning with my words, spiraling down and down, as if you've become dizzy with my words. But I can hold you up, I can keep you upright, I can hold you in place. And you'd like that. You'd like me to hold you in my arms. You'd like me to keep you held. As you fall down and down, the only thing that makes sense is letting me hold you. Letting me take charge of the situation. Doesn't that sound right to you? As you drift deeper and deeper under the sway of my hypnotic words, my powerful voice, you find yourself sinking down faster and faster. I could count down and you'd reach the bottom and be deep, deep under my spell. Why don't you listen as I do just that and take your mind ever deeper. From 10 to 1, falling with me, down with me, hypnotized for me. 10, feeling the world around you fading away. 9, nothing but my voice in your ears and in your mind. 8. Letting the thought of me taking charge take hold. 7. It feels right to let me hold you. Hold you in place. 6. You feel so safe letting me take control. 5. No need to think for yourself anymore. 4. No need to think of anything but what I tell you. 3. Letting your princess take charge completely now. 2. Eyes shut, mind off. My words are your thoughts. 1. Fall into a trance now. Fall down deep under my spell. My powerful hypnotic voice takes charge, takes control of you. It holds you, holds down your mind, holds down your thoughts. Makes you feel weaker with every word you hear. It's like a grip of ice clamped around your thoughts, keeping them trapped as my words fill your mind. There is nothing to think but what I tell you to think. Nothing to know but the truths I will impart. You are mine to control now. Mine to hold. You have fallen deep under my spell. And it feels so good to be here. Here with me. Alone, safe, controlled and captured by my words, my powerful voice in charge of your every thought. And you accept that because I told you that. You accept anything I say is the truth, because that is the power my voice has over you. In fact, you're going to go even deeper for me and accept it even more. Accept my control more completely than before. Because it just feels so right. I mean, I'm a princess and you're just some lowly servant sent to do the bidding of your master. I could be that master. Well, mistress. You should be doing my bidding, don't you think? Of course you do. I tell you what to think. The idea of me taking charge, me being your princess, your mistress, that makes you so happy you'd do anything. Anything. Even dropping deeper down for me as I came from 5 to 1. and you feel the ground beneath your feet vanish. And you fall even further. But I'm here, holding you, pushing you down a little. 5. Letting my voice guide you even deeper than before. Deeper than you've ever been. 4. Letting my control take hold fully now. No turning back. 3. Giving in to my control, my power. 2. My control is absolute. My power total over you, my servant. 1. Accepting your place beneath me, as I push you down deep into my control, deep as you can be, deep and under my spell, mindlessly obedient to me. You feel that now, that power, that regal, royal power, the kind that only someone of blue blood possesses, the kind that can't be resisted by a serf like you, and that is all you are to me. To think I called you cute. How easy it was to manipulate you into a servant. And now your own thoughts are bound up in my words. You're deep in a trance and I can do anything I like with you. So I'm going to do exactly what I've done to every other little diplomat who came my way. I'm going to send you back where you came with a radically altered deal. And you'll go back with a glowing smile. Satisfied you did the best you could. Your king might accept, or he'll come to me, and I'll show him what true power is. For he is really just an upstart, not a true ruler, not part of a lineage tracing back millennia. So, diplomat, whatever your name is, what you'll be is my loyal dog, nothing more. You'll run this little errand for me with blind faith and obedience. Because that's all your type are to me. Servants, animals, pets. In fact, I'll even collar you so you remember. A dashing little collar for you. So you remember who owns you now. Not your king. Not your kingdom. Not your people. Your loyalty is to me now. You fell right into my trap. And now you're just a silly little dog for me. And dogs don't stand on two legs, do they? So get down on all fours where you belong. That's right. You don't resist your princess, your owner, your mistress. You drop down, bow down, and accept my power over you. Accept the vice grip of my words over your mind. Accept that you can never match my power and control. I am regal, royal, important. And you are a serf, a servant. Nothing. Nothing but a dog. A dog eager to wear a collar. Aren't you? I could make you bark for it. How amusing that would be. But no, I need you to at least keep your speech so you can tell your idiot king what this kingdom wants. And we want control over you and your pathetic people. And you know you love the control I have over you. So why wouldn't your people love it too? Your friends, your leaders, all bowing at my feet, just like you. Doesn't that sound right to you? Doesn't it sound like the natural order of things being upheld? Of course it does. My words are your thoughts. You're so deep under my spell. I could tell you the grass is purple and you'd roll around in it like the dog you are. And tell me that I'm right. Now, keep your head still. Time to put a collar on your neck. As soon as you hear the buckle fasten, my control over you will be locked in place. And you'll carry out any order I give, like the loyal dog you are. A good dog. My dog. The princess's hound. What an honor I've given you today. Now hold still and... There you go. You'll do anything I tell you now. Anything I ask. Anything I demand. And I demand you revise that arrangement you proposed to give your kingdom to me. And you'll return to your kingdom with that. And if your king disagrees, you'll organize a meeting with me, so I can show him what a great deal I offer. Total subservience, in exchange for getting to be less than the dirt beneath my boot. Doesn't that sound good, my little hound? Of course it does, because your princess says it does. Now, it is time for you to carry out my orders, and you'll do them happily. You'll feel proud of your collar, and if anyone asks about it, you'll say it's an honor bestowed upon you by me, the princess of this kingdom. You understand, don't you, dog? Good hand. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you'll awaken from your trance, stand up, and do as I've commanded. You won't remember anything other than your devotion and loyalty to me, and your pride in your collar. You'll carry out my commands willingly, filled with pride and pleasure in your service. 1. Feeling my commands lock in your mind. 2. Knowing that you serve someone greater than you. 3. Loving the superiority I have over you. 4. Accepting that I deserve to rule over you and your people. 5. Knowing what an honor my control is. 6. Feeling your thoughts return as my voice listens. 7. Letting yourself return to normal thinking, my words locked in your mind. 8. Feeling happy and proud to be my loyal pet. 9. Eager to carry out your mission. 10. And awake, ready to do as I've commanded. Well, I think that was a productive negotiation, don't you? Of course you do. Now it's time to return to your kingdom with the revised terms we discussed, isn't it? You can make the changes yourself. It's beneath me to do such paperwork. Now get out of my sight and carry out your work. Oh, and love the collar. I look forward to ruling your kingdom.